Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis from the Chayyadim, Reb Klaget Aleph, holding by Simon Chav Gimel. So Simon Chav Gimel, he tells us where the appropriate place is to place the hole to which the Tzitzis are going to go through. There is a minimum shear. It has to be at least a certain distance from the edge of the garment. There's a maximum shear. It cannot be too far away from the edge and into the garment. And since most people buy their tzitzis with that hole already made, so we're not going to get involved in the details about that. In Siman Chav Dalet, he deals with if you have the hole in the right place, and then you put the tzitzis through there, and then you make the knot. And when you make the knot, you crumple up the baggage, so it comes out the reality is from where the tzitzis went through the hole to the actual edge of the baggage was closer than would be appropriate. Or alternatively, if after you put the tzitzis in, the hole which the tzitzis lie in tore a little bit, and the tzitzis moved down from the hole into this cut, and they ended up sitting closer to the edge. So in both of those scenarios, that's fine. As long as it was put in appropriately, the fact that it moves afterwards is not a problem. Vice versa, if the person put it in too high and then moved it down afterwards, that would not be acceptable either. And that's what he talks about in Simon Chav Hei. Simon Chavav, he talks about that if there is, sometimes you have, on Talis Gadol especially, you have fringes coming off the garment where you don't have all of the you don't have a full weave there. So that cannot be counted in or placed where you put the tzitzis either. In regards to the corner, the minhag is not to put any of that extra stuff by the corner because it's questionable whether you count it or not, so you don't get involved in a question. In Siman Chav Zayin, he points out that halacha, that if you put it in the appropriate place and afterwards it moved, that's all talking about the tzitzis which were there originally when it was kosher and then moved down afterwards. But once that, but after moved down, you may not put in new tzitzis in that place because it has to be put in to the appropriate place. You can take out the old tzitzis, sew up the hole, and therefore now that's considered you've fixed your baggage, and then put in new tzitzis. But you cannot do that once the tzitzis are in, because the first pair of tzitzis, which are there originally, are fine. If you'd add new tzitzis like that and then sew it up afterwards, it would be tassel and osi, and that's not kosher. We're going to skip Simon Chavches and Simon Chavtes. And Siman Lamed. And Siman Lamed Aleph, he talks about when you put the tzitzis in, if your person is making his own personal tzitzis and he puts the tzitzis into the garment, the chadchila, shiatalo some beged lishmon. There's a din of lishmon, the chadchila, person should take in mind when he puts the tzitzis into the beged, even though it's obvious he's doing it for the mitzvah, different than the case of the tviya where it was not obvious and there the lishmon is ma'ake, but over here it is obvious. But a person should actually think lishma, and preferably should actually not only think lishma, but it should actually verbalize and say he's putting these tzitzis in the shame tzitzis. But as long as he thought it for sure is good, so if he thought without verbalizing it, that's fine. It would be preferable to verbalize it. But let's say, however, he had no kavana at all. He doesn't have all the tzitzis available to correct it. Over Shabbos, you have to let him. Or on Shabbos, you cannot untie them and do them again. What to the love shoy? He's not aware of it. But v'lo yetzei by Shabbos, will he baruch alav? So shalom lishma over here is going to be enough to allow you to wear it. It's not considered that your garment doesn't have tzitzis, which would be also to wear. It is considered you have tzitzis, but. However, but to carry it out on Shabbos, that a person should not do. To mark him to a place where there's no Erev. And also, a person should not make a bracha on it. So if there was a lack of lishma, this would applies in the following stages. When you put the tzitzis hole through the tzitzis through the hole, so that is the time the person has to think he's putting it in for the Shem Mitzvah. The person makes the first kasher For sure, he has to think that they're doing l'shem mitzvah. It's not, and in both of those scenarios, that's what the chayyim is discussing. If a person didn't do that, it's kosher to wear, but not to go out and not to make a bracha. The after the first kasher, you would do your windings and do a second kasher. So for that point in time, if the person verbalized the Shema earlier, we assume that the rest of it is only Shema as well. But a person for sure should have in mind b'shas the nesina into the hole by making the knot, and preferably while you're making that gedil and the second knot to hold the gedil in place, a person should have kavana the Shema.